is Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. And we've already seen Mamish Niflos. We asked a number of kashas in the Rambam, the first shiur and the second shiur. We saw the Chara Lefishitis Rambam, Dina Lebuchadina, is predicated on Parshas HaMelech and Sefer Shmuel. And then we brought many rayas that these are two separate dinin. And that's where we're holding now. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu itself. Mamish lights up our eyes, Baruch Hashem, glad into our hearts. It says as follows in the Dvar Avraham. We've been discussing the Tshuva at the beginning of the Dvar Avraham. Talks about Dina de Mechusadin and Simon Aleph. He explains the Shita Mekubetzis in Bava Basra Nun Hei, that the koyach of Dina de Mechusadina is kekoyach hefker beizdin, shehudin srora. It's a din of rulership. That's where Dina de Mechusadina comes from. And that's learned from a pasuk. Where did Hefker based in Hefker? Where do you get Hefker based in Hefker from? The Gemara says in Meseches Gittin, An Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Minayin Sheva Hefker based in Haya Hefker, Shenemar, it says in the book of Ezra, V'chol Asher Lo Yavu L'Shol Seyam Katzah Sermis Kenim Yechoram Kol Ruchusha, V'yibad Mekala Goyla. And Ezra 10:8, and whoever did not come, within 3 days, according to the count of the prince of the elders, all of his property shall be forfeited. It says you have to come. If you don't come, within 3 days, the property is forfeited. And he shall be separated from the congregation of the captivity. So you see, this notion of Hefker based in Hefker. And Kochtim Lamachut Sadina is Midin Koyach Iske Koyach Hefker based in Hefker. Iske Koyach Hefker based in, which is a din svara. There's a certain svara, there's a certain power that the Medina has. Just like they could be mafgir, they also have, the malchus could also make laws. Ayin sham shekatab de lefi ze, ein kocho ela lafkir, u lafkia ba'alut. So, he writes that according to this, the whole koach is to be mafgir, and mafkia ba'alut. Not to give a matana. For that you need a kinyan. So that's the famous machlokas. What's shad and hefker based in hefker? Can they be mafkir, or can they also be makinah to somebody else? So according to the Dvar Avraham, they can only be mafkir. They can only be mafkir bailus. They can't give a gift to someone else. For that, you need a proper kinyan. And there he brings the lashon of the Rambam in Gzeila V'Aveda 5:13. Zok the Rambam, v'chein melech sheka'as al echad me'avadav v'shamashav v'bnei ha'medina v'lakach sadehu o chatzero eina gezer umutar le'anot ba v'alokcha min ha'melech rei shelo v'ein ha'balim motzi'in ota miyado. The Rambam says, if a king becomes angered with a servant or an attendant who is one of his subjects and confiscates his field or his courtyard, it is not considered to be robbery, and one is permitted to benefit from it. If a person purchases it from the king, it becomes his, and the original owners cannot expropriate it from him. For this is the law exercised by all kings, to confiscate all of the property of their attendants if they become angered by them. Lashon HaRambam, Shezed din ha-melachim kulam, likach kol momoin shamosheihem, kishakoyasim aleihem, ve'arei ha-melech hefkia shi'abudon. Thus it is the king who annulled the ownership over this courtyard or field, v'nas yischotzel zu osed zu kehefkir, becomes hefker, and therefore, v'chol ha-koyna yisim en ha-melech zacha ba, anybody who buys this from the king, is zayche, it's his. Ad kan midivrei haRambam, as is brought by the Dvar Avram, and we see that a king has the koyach to be mevatel bailus, and then afterwards you need to make a proper kinyan. Like any time you're koneh from hefker, you need to make a proper kinyan. So the Rambam says the melech is mevatel the bailus, and then nachdem midarf machna kinyan, as they say in the south of France. And then afterwards you have to make a kinyan. Beautiful. However, we have to understand from the Rambam, by misim, the Rambam that we spoke about in the previous year, by taxes, where he says that it's mikva mitzad dina de machusa dina. And if somebody is mavriach min ameches, somebody avoids the tax, then what's the din? Then he's stealing. He's a gazlan. And if it's only hefker, if when the king says it's mine, it's only hefker, so it's not shaykh to have gzela. What's the gzela? Right now we're saying that what's din of the machusadina? Din of the machusadina is they have the koach to be mafkir, to be mafkir by this. Say there. But if you don't pay the tax, then the tax is din of the machusadina. Why are you a gazlan? Why does that make one a gazlan? You didn't steal from the king. It's only a din hefker, the king is mafkir, but it's not that you're stealing. And the truth is the Dvar Avraham himself, in a gloss to the responsum, to the tshuva, I think more people know what a tshuva is than a responsum, to the tshuva, notes this. And we also have to understand the lashon of the Rambam, who writes, Shehamelech hefkia shiabudon, that the king removed the shibud. Annulled, I translated the ownership. But Shibud isn't really an ownership. Shibud is really more like a lien. So what's pshat? The king was mafkia the Shibud. Why is it told in a Shibud? Rambam should have said, he has koch to be mafkir mamon. Why does it say he's mafkir the Shibud? Hefkia shiabud, and he's mafkia the Shibud. Ma kavanat Rambam. As nerabba zekach. שבמה שכתב הרמב״ם המקור לכוח המלך להטיל מס, הרמב״ם הביא כאן, בהלכות מלכים, בדלת הלכה א' מהפסוק שנאמר בפרשת המלך, ואתם תהיו לו לעבדים. הרמב״ם says, רשוס יש למלך ליתן מס העולם לצרוך ולצורך המוחמס, וקוצב לו מחס, ואוסר להבריח המחס, שיש לו לגזור שכל מי שיגנוב המחס היא לוקח ממוני יהרג, שנאמר, ואתם תהיו לו לעבודים. King can make taxes for himself, for wars, and you're not allowed to be mavriach from the mechas, you're not allowed to avoid the tax, because the king can make a gzera that anybody who steals, his money will be taken or he'll be killed. Because of course we asked the question, it seems like the reason you're not allowed to steal from the tax is because if you do, you're going to be killed. Starts with the fact that the person's going to be killed or his money's going to be taken. It's fakir. He'll be killed because he did something wrong. Anyway, we spoke about that in the first year. So, and it says here, Vatem tiyu lo lavodim. So the proof text that the Rambam marshals is, and you will be to him as slaves. That's a pasuk from the Parashas HaMelech that we read out in the previous year from the book of Samuel. Now, what is this avdus? As the Rambam mamshich, the Rambam omer, ulahalan hu omer, v'ayuda chalamas v'avaducha. You see this avdus? This avdus includes mas. So, memela, here also when it says v'atem tiyu lo la'avodim, it's talking about nisim v'meflos, right? That the king has the right to place a tax. And if someone wants to go somewhere, he can also place a taxi. The king can do whatever he wants. So that's the Rambam. Asarich biur ma inyan mas dafka lavdut lamelech. So now we've established that this avdus is taxes. But what does taxes have to do with avdus? Avdus servitude and tax. And taxes are two different things. As Naran mevuar mikach, she'inyan mas u'meches, eino rak koach l'chayev mas, v'i kiyum chiyuv ze, havalei gezel kemvuar barambam, v'perakei melchot gneva. That the inyan of mas and meches, these taxes, is not just a koach to be mechayev a tax, and not being mechayev this chiyuv, constitutes an act of stealing, like we saw in the Rambam in the Gezeil in the fifth chapter. We read that out in the previous year. Elu koach hashvuye bagavra, sheyesh ba'atzpusoy shem eved. Rather, this is the yesod. Marina Rabbeinu always establishes these incredible yesodis. And he said that the difficulty in writing the Chedushim, I'm saying the Rebbe was a mayan hamzgaber, nahar she'ena, mayan she'ena poisek, of chedushin, deep, deep, incredibly deep chedushin. But he says the difficulty is establishing the yisod. Once he got the yisod down, then Mamish Bekalas, he answers 150 kashas. That's the way he does it. He asked 5, 10, 15, 20 kashas. Then he says, okay, I have another 3 or 4 kashas. And then from those kashas, oh, then we have to say this. And then one by one, he knocks off the other kashas that he asked earlier, and then he answers a few more. That's his Derech B'Kodesh, as we've seen in Baruch Hashem. We've given dozens upon dozens upon dozens of shiurim. And I'm so grateful to the Rebbe Shalom that we're able to learn this Torah, because it's a mamish over the top. Hakoponim, the yesod here is that this is a koyach ashvuye bagavu. This is a creation in the person that he has ba'atzmu, so in his very essence, he is intrinsically now called, defined, as an eved. And through this, mugbelet ba'aluto bin nichasav, and this creates a hagbola, a limitation on his bailus, on his ownership of his property. Kedin, ma shekona eved, kona raboy. Like the din, that what an eved is kona, his master is kona. Vayein b'meshech chochme, v'parshas mishpotim, Shmos 22:23, on the pasuk there, v'chora api, v'harakti eschem b'chorev, v'hayu neshechem almonois, uv'nechem yisaimim. Shakavanai, v'kei v'anshe, what does it say there? It says, I'll get very angry, I'll kill you with a sword, and your wives will be widows, and your children orphans. And this means that since Harugei Malcha, this is talking about people who mistreat widows and orphans. So, since Harugei Malchus Nechseim LaMelech, since those who are killed by the king, their Nechasim go to the king. So, Huadin Demafkia Mishibu Daksuba Ve'ena Nefras Ksubosa. וזהו שאמרתי והרגתי אסכם בחורב, והרוגי מלכוס נהרוגים בסייף, ועל ידי זה נשיכם על מונויס, שאין להם כסובה וסינוסי, ובניכם יסיימם, שאין להם נכסי אביהם לרשס עיסון. It's a terrible punishment for the family, because not only is he going to be killed, but the wives are going to be on monas, and since he's harugei מלכוס, his נכסים are going to go to the מלכוס, and Mimela, right, he gets Saif. That's Haruge Malchus, get Misa Saif with a sword, Bechorev. And Mimela, his Nechasim are going to go to the Malchus, and the wife is not going to get her Ksuba. And the children are going to be Yisomim. And they're not going to get their father's Nechasim either, Ayin Sham, B'divrei HaMeshech Chochma. V'hine, Hare Eina Almana Mechuyevet Mita, Sha'al Geze Yifka Shiabuda. ומיישנה מלך מכל זויכה אחר שנשאר שיבוד. Wait a second. This almana, she isn't chayev misa, that her shibud should be poikea, that her shibud should go away. So why is a king different than anybody else? If anybody else is zoch in this man's property, but if there's a previous shibud, So it doesn't help. There's already a shibud. The shibud predates this chiyuv, this zeichen. So the shibud remains. So why should the king be mafkia the shibud from the isha? She came first. She came before he was chayiv misa. ובעל כורחנו, שכוח מלכוס אינו רק בממון ליטלוי, שבזה עד כמה שהוא לאישה מכוח השיבוד, אין על זה כוח מלכוס, אלו כוח בבעל הממון לבטל כויחוי בממונו, ואפשרות שימושו וזכותו בו. ואם תפרק תובתה מממון זה, הרי נשאר לבעל הממון השימוש בממון לפירוין. והמלכוס מפקיעה זכוסוי לגמרי. ואם מסחייב מזה, שתיפגע מזה גם האישה, גם זהו בכלל כוח המלכוס להפקיע מהנרה כל שימוש בממוינה. So we have to say from the fact that this woman isn't getting any of the money, that the כוח המלכוס is not just the right to take money, because if it were just that, then the woman would be able to take it, and they wouldn't. The malchus wouldn't be able to take it from her. But rather, it's the koyach of the baal mamon to be mevatel koychoy b'mamoina. In other words, the malchus has koyach on this baal mamon to nullify his power, his rights to his money. His rights to use his money. And if the woman extracts her ksuba from this money, then the baal mamon retains his usage of the money, because now he's paying off his ksuba to his wife, even though he's not here anymore. But the malchus is mafkia this chus completely. And if, as a result of the malchus being mafkia his chus, the woman is also harmed, that's also included in the Koach HaMalchus, because the Koach HaMalchus is that they can be mafkia from the Nerak, they can remove from the person who's being killed any usage of his money. The Hashiltoin bebal hamamun shemikoach zer chaser bebalus olinu netilas hamelech mimono mimenu yalfinu mikro vehayu lecha lamas va'avaducha shehu al yidei netilas hamas לקבויה בזה שאין בעלוסוי שלמה ביחס למלך וכנה. בשלטון. So they have koach over this nerak that he won't be able to use his money. So he lacks now bailus in the money. And where do we learn that he lacks bailus in the money? It could be taken over by the king. We learn this from Be'ayu l'cha l'mas v'avaducha. We see that Abdus goes with Misim. Why does Abdus go with Misim? Why does servitude go with taxes? Because the tax is showing that you're not really in charge, buddy. We're in charge. So that's the idea of the mass of the Melech. The mass of the Melech, the Dina de Machus Adina, is showing that the king has power over this person. It's an Ashvuye in the Gavro. It's a creation in the person, Koyach Hashvuyah Begavra, Sheish Batzmusay Shem Eved. He has Batzmusay, a Shem Eved, and therefore he's limited in the usage of his money. And that allows taxes to be taken. And also, for example, when we're dealing with somebody who's Mischayev Misa B'dei Shamayim, then even his wife isn't going to be able to get her ksuba. Even the wife is not going to be allowed to collect her ksuba from this man's property, because the malchus is mafkia. Here it's malchus shemayim is mafkia her from this ksuba. That's the power of the malchus. Okay, so that is the yesod advarim. Obviously, there's a velt more to say. As lefi ze, v'ma shekatav Rambam b'perek me'elchot gzeila, hanal. What do we see in perek? Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel, Oynesh HaMelech Benetilas mimanu mimenu. We said if he gets the king angry, so with a servant or an attendant, one of his subjects confiscates his field or his courtyard, it's not robbery. You can benefit from it and people can buy it. And the melech was mafkia the sheep with making it ownerless. זה שכתבנו עונש המלך מנטילת מממון ממנו, אין שם במגיד המשנה שכתב שהוא מדין הרוגי מלכוס נכסיהם למלך וכל שכן זה הדין. אין שם. So the Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah writes that this is like the din, from the din of Harugei Malchus. That Harugei Malchus, their nechassim go to the king, and so to hear. אבל אינו מובן, this is hard to understand. שרי כאן, לא נהרג. Here he wasn't killed, and there's no din of ממונו למלך. And the din of Harugei Malchus only applies if he's mischayev misa din moirid b'malchus. We discussed this at length in the third parak. Oh, we have delicious discussions about this. And here we're not talking about somebody's mechuyev misa. V'chein, the meforash b'Rambam b'perek im halacha chet, quoting the Rambam that we learned earlier, v'yesh lo le'esor l'hakas b'shoitim l'chvoidoi, aval lo yafkir mamoin, v'mehifkir arei ze gezel. Moiridik, moiridik. The Rambam here says that he can hit the guy, he can beat the guy up, but he can't be mafkir his mamen. And if he's mafkir, somebody, a misbehaving person's mamen, then it's gezel, and that's seiser lehedya. Seiser lehedya. Mashakosav harambam, shimkos alechad me'avod v'yishtinoyne shalafkos mamen ve'eno gezel. Here the Rambam says that if he gets angry, one of his avodim, he could be mafkia's mamen, and it's not gezel. And there the Rambam says if he gets angry and he's mafkia's mamen, it's gezel. Stire. V'chein, d'beperakei migzela, harei mairi ha-Rambam, b'koyach dina d'malchusa, v'lo b'dinei oinshim shel melech, sh'arei lo ahevi sham din harugei malchut nechseihem l'melech. My time heavy Rambam din einis zevet varov ba'alocha yud gimel anav. And also in the fifth parak of Gzela, the Rambam is talking about the koyach of din l'mechus adina. The Rambam is not talking about the einshim of a king, the punishments of a king, because there he doesn't bring the din of harugei malchus nechseihem l'melech. So why does the Rambam bring the din of this onesh in alocha yud gimel? That's not the topic here. What's the topic here? Topic here is Koyach Abdin of the Machusadina. So why does the Rambam bring in an Indian that's not Shaykh, a din of Oynish? The king has the right to give an Oynish. As Ishtlan Ukama, Bakama to me helped. Can be Shamati Lefnechen. We ask 10, 15, 20 questions, then a few more, then we start with the Teretz, and then we answer them, and then we answer a few more along the way. So here, we haven't answered so much yet, but we definitely have a few more kashas here in the Rambam, Amish Pele Plus. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that the Ikir Chiddush here in the Rambam is Kolashon Moreinu B'Rabbeinu Zetzal. The Ikir HaKomash Milan Kan B'Rambam B'Koyach HaAsiya B'Gavri She'al Yidei Zeh Chol Din Al Memoinoi שזהו יסויד דין עבדוס דמלך. וכנ"ל, that the עיקר חידש של הרמב"ם is in the power of a sia begavra, that we can make a chalos, a change in status in this person, through which there is a din on his mamon. Because of this person's status, like we said before, we make the person an eved, and therefore his money is free for the taking. You can take a tax from him. So this is b'koyach ba'asiyah b'gavra, sh'al yidei zeh chol din al memoinoi. So since there's an akoyach asiyah on the person, there's now a din on his mamon. And that's the yisoy din avdus de melech. That he's an eved, and there's a din, there's a chalos on his mamon. He's a servant. And therefore there's a change in status in his money. The money is free for the pickings, for the king. V'oynesh begavre הרי זה כוח למלך, כמבואר ברמב״ם שם, מהכה בשויטים לכבודה. The onesh on the person, giving a person an onesh, is a koach of the king. Like we see in the Rambam, that the king has the right, for his honor, to hit this person with whips. ומה שכסה ברמב״ם שלא יפקיר ממון, היינו עשייה בממון להפקיר, אבל לא עשייה בוי. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that he shouldn't be mafkir, the king can't be mafkir, this person's mamon, he can't make his money ownerless. That is because he's doing something to the money, not to the person. The money you have no rights on, you have rights on the person. And because you have rights on the person, you can take his money, but you can't do something directly to the money. And the nafkamina is, b'shenot al dovo misuyom, and then afkamina would be when you take something specific, but not all of his money. Shekan diyeka Rambam v'kosav, shezed din hamelachim kulam, loikeach kol mamon. Rambam is medayik over here, and he says, this is the din of all kings, to take all the money. Dahainu hafkas bailus al mamonai. Your mafkia his bailus on his money. And the mele tzcho on all of his money. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila in the 13th chapter. It says, Shezed din hamalachim kulam likach kol mamon shem Hashem kishakrosim alayim. They could take all the money. So that's talking about being mafkia, his bailus on his mamon, and memeil it's chal on all of his mamon, because it's an asiyah begavra, it's not an asiyah bememoinah. It's an asiyah begavra, memeil it's chal al kol memona. Achein, kishepoel hefker rak al davar echod, when he's only poel hefker, when he only activates ownerlessness on one thing, that's an onish on the person's mamen. And on that, the Rambam writes here in Hilchos Malachim, in the third chapter, that there is no din on the mamen, just on the gavra. And that's what the Magid Mishnah writes, din haruge malchus, shenechseihem lamelech l'inyin zeh. What did the Magid Mishnah say? That it's midin haruge malchus nechseihem lamelech, that the onish of hamelech benetilas memoino mimenu is midin haruge malchus. And we didn't understand Ma Kesher. And the Kesher is that there also we see a Pu'ul and Achiv and the Gavra. That's Po'ul and his Mamen. So he had the same thing over here. Mikoyach Shlitas Malchus Alo Odom. Since there is a kingship, a rulership, a mastery that the king has over the person, so we can have an Onesh that's going to be Mafgir, his Mamen. Shezeh Yisod Dina de Malchusa Dina. And because of that, the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Dina de Malchusa Dina. Because again, Dina de Malchusa Dina is an Ashvuya in the person. It's a creation, it's a change of reality in the person. That this person is Meshubit to the king. And Memela, that also enables the Din. That the king could be mafkir kol mamon. That's what the Rambam here in Hilchos Dina b'chus din Hilchos Gzeila brings the din of being mafkir as mamon. And mishum kach hidgish kan Rambam inyan hefker b'kosvei b'loshin shibud. The Rambam wrote a loshin of shibud. Af al pi shevada yisod dina d'mechus dina u'gam l'fol chiyuv. So the Rambam emphasize that it's hefker, and the Rambam writes in the lashon of shibud that varei melech yifkia shiabudon. The king was mafkia the shibud, so we're dealing here with the shibud. Even though the yisod of din of the machus of din is to be poel achiyuv, but what the Rambam here is trying to emphasize is that it's an onus on the person. Sheonish ba'adim shai deizet yipaka ba'alusai. Zel shekas b'ram loshin shiva chekavana lezika shebein adam lemamono. That there's a connection, there's a linkage between man and his money. And what the king is allowed to do is, the king is allowed to delinkify. The king is allowed to detach the person from his money, because the person is meshuvah to him. And therefore, it says a lashon here, this person had a kesher to his money, and the king is allowed to remove that because this person belongs to the king. The person has a kesher to his money, and therefore it's called his money. And if you have koach on the person, be pull on the person, and nullify this connection, memela the nechasim are hefker. So it's often totzaati, but often de memela. That since the king is mevatel this person's bailus over his mammon, memela the mammon is hefker. But it starts with the gavra, and only according to this gadel, in this category, this definition, their own shei mammon b'melech. Aval vaday, vaday, shekshamelech mechayev mas, nif'al be'adam. Shehu Eved HaMelech Haloi Schiyuv Boi Atzmoi Kuchol Chiyuv Achri Shechol Adei Siba Sechiyuv Shai Adei Zeh Shehu Pol Bebalus Elek Boaz Chus Mami Bechiyuv Eitzel Avod Elek Chayel Chiyuv Umeil Shita Ashtem Chiyuv Zeh Avodek Zeh Mashkaz Varamba. When the king says that you have to pay tax, so now this person who's an Eved HaMelech has to pay tax. And if he doesn't, he's stealing. Because he created the Chiyuv in the person, but now he has to actually pay it up. He doesn't pay it, then he's a gazlan. The king has bailus to say that I have a schus in your mammon. You have to give me your mammon. And if he doesn't cough it up, then he's a gazlan. And that's why the Rambam paskins that if he doesn't pay the tax, he's a gazlan. As the Rambam writes here in the fifth parak in the 11th halacha, he doesn't pay the tax, he's a gazlan. Why? Because he has a shiva to the king. His body is a shiva to the king. He's an eved, and that's what gives the king the right to pay, to demand the tax. And if he doesn't pay it, so it's bad news. So that is the third stage in our journey. Kedarkeinu b'kodesh, the faster, merubah lot, the faster, the faster, more, the faster. We actually have an upcoming shiur that we'd like to give, a series, and that's that cloud of the faster, merubah lot, the faster, the faster, more, the faster. That's definitely something to look forward to. But in the meantime, I would like to thank everybody for listening, and Lili Neder will give that as well. But we have a lot more to say about this. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we'll be able to continue and see more Niflos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.